I think everybody kind of knows that we have kind of a unique opportunity here at this church because we are really more about a Bible class, Bible lessons, and since we did sell the building to another church, we're not really under any real financial stress, so it has freed us up to be able to, if you can believe it, speak our mind more than we used to. But I think I'm nicer than I used to be, and that's just a personal opinion. But anyway, originally I intended to continue further discussing the Gospel of John and discovering Jesus, and we are going to maybe do that at the end of the service. And my original title was going to be Greater Works. If anybody else is like me, Tuesday night was a sad day. And I'm kind of disappointed in myself. One of these days I'm going to listen to the woman right over there and pay a little bit closer attention to things she tells me. She kept warning me to be careful about getting my hopes up too high. Because I've been waiting, literally, I'm not kidding you about this, and I think there's more of me like this. I've been waiting for 2 years for the revenge to show up on the election day. That's what I've been waiting for 2 years. I mean, all I was looking for was November the 8th, and it didn't materialize. And so I'm going to give you the reasons why there was no red wave. And some of the things I'm going to say, I think I'm going to get the support of everybody. And some of the things I'm going to say may hurt your feelings a little bit because I don't know where you stand relative to one of the probably the most controversial figures in America, Donald Trump. So I don't know where you stand relative to him. So that may get some of you upset. But I have to tell you how I believe and how I feel. And then I have to tell you that I believe you need to trust me to know that I am somewhat informed about what I'm talking about because I did the best I could. I've done the best I've could since the 2020 presidential election to try to get people to understand that we're in some of the most dangerous times our nation's ever been in. And I can't seem to get people to understand that the people that you're putting in office are evil. I just can't get people to understand it. Why don't we put a verse up before I start I'm going to spend quite a bit of time talking about down the road, and that's John 14:12. And maybe at the end of the thing, I'll get to this because this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do the greater work. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Boy, there's just all kinds of stuff in there. The works that I do, he will do also. Isn't that amazing? But listen, and greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. If you have a good Bible, I've taught you this already in the past. If you have a good Bible, you'll notice that this word W-O-R-K-S is in italics, which means it wasn't in the original manuscript. They added it for clarity. So really what he literally said, in greater than these he will do because I go to my Father. He's talking about a greater work, and the greatest work you can do to anybody is to preach the gospel to them and for them to believe it and receive it and actually become born again. Actually become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And let me say this on the front end of what I'm talking about. That's the only hope for our country. The only hope for our country is to get people legitimately and truly born again. Because people who are legitimately and truly born again, and this is me, but I believe I've got solid footing to stand on, cannot support a law. I just saw where three states have supported a law where you can still murder a baby even if it's out the womb of the mom. A born-again person can't support that. A born-again person can't support a young person changing from a male to a female or a female to a male. A born-again person can't support that. A born-again person can't support corruption and dishonesty and lying that goes on in our political system. You can't support it. So all we can do is tell people the gospel and see if their heart changes. Because, again, I told you this over and over. I'm going to repeat some of the things that I tell you. But I've never voted for a Democrat since I became a Christian. And somebody said, well, that's because you're just anti-Democrat. No, I'm anti the Democratic platform. That's what I'm anti. I'm anti the Democratic platform. And nobody had to tell me not to vote Democrat. I knew I had to vote the other way because at least I could support almost everything that they supported on their platform, even though in reality most of them
have some problems.
So let me, I know that so many people are hurting. We also understand that my ministry reaches farther than these four walls. I can tell you all kinds of examples. I got an email from a lady that said she listens all the time. She loves the sermons and she wanted to know when our church services were. And I guess when I told her 8:30 in the morning, that kind of, because I haven't seen her, but she said all of them are real good and I really enjoy it. Teresa has a coworker that no longer works there that told her that every Sunday she sits by the radio and listens to what I have to say. When I'm at the golf course and I'm not throwing clubs and cussing, guys come up to me all the time and quote certain things they've heard on the radio. So I know that there's some people out there that are interested in why things went so south. And so I'm going to give you my opinion. So let's do it. Is everybody okay with it? Are you okay with it? All right. So for the four things that I think there was no red wave. All right. Ready? Drum roll first. Number one, the number one reason I don't think there was a red wave. I put the name Trump up there. Donald J. Trump, but really, if you really broke that down to a smaller or to a isolated it down smaller or bigger, what it really is January the 6th. Listen, January the 6th happened. Now, whether it was really as bad as the Democratic Party's making it out to be, or whether it was all done by Trump, or whether it was staged or whatever, it happened on his watch, and there's pictures. And they're going to keep hanging that around his neck. And that's the reason why if he was an honorable man, if he wasn't an egomaniac, he would sail off into the sunset and thank everybody for the opportunity to teach people what the right policies are, but to understand that he needs to move on because he's never, ever going to be able to come out from under what went on January the 6th. They're going to attach the insurrection to him, and then they're going to attach people that support him and call us insurrectionists. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. And then the other thing that really fired me up and got on my bad side was because the only positive, put the red map up, James. This is the congressional map. As of right now, we have 211 Republicans and 204 Democrats. I don't even think it's a done deal now whether we'll get to 218, is it? Is it a done deal? Especially if we don't know who's counting. And that's down the line. That's going to come down the line. But anyway, if you look at this map, isn't it fascinating? If you look at this map of America, you think, well, there was a red wave. But the problem is that Teresa, where's your part of the country at? Right up in here? That's South Dakota. That thing's all red. The problem is there's only 40 people that live up there. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. So it looks all red. It's red. Well, I'm from South Dakota. It's red. Well, yeah, you and your grandmother and all the other Lutherans up there. The problem is if you look over here, up in this area, this is where all the people live. And over here, this is where all the people live. And then can somebody explain to me what's going on in New Mexico? Is there any possible way that when you have to go towards the east, you can bypass driving through New Mexico? That's all blue. But see, it looks like there's a red wave, but Congress and the seats in Congress are determined by the population of the states. Do you know that, Jerry? See, it's worth me doing this day. It's a civic day at Life in Christ Church. See, a lot of people don't know that. Where's our state at? They haven't filled in Cochise County yet? And let me say one other thing while I'm on my soapbox. What in the name of God is the Sierra Vista Herald doing? We want to know election results. We know McCray won for mayor. We know that, but what about the city council races? What about the clerk of the, who won the clerk of the Superior Court? We don't want to hear about some, I forget what one headlines is. It's always something about Buena High School or something. Praise God, not all of us go to Buena. I mean, come on, tell us who won. I pay $10 a month to have the internet. the Sierra Vista internet. That's the worst $10 I've ever spent in my life. So they haven't been filled in Cochise College yet? I mean, Cochise County? That's us right here, isn't it? Huh? What about this Siskamani? Is he winning or losing? Me and him were at a funeral together yesterday. Yeah, we're now buddies. We're on a first-name basis. Hi, Mark. Hi, Juan. Most of this part of the country is okay with Donald Trump. Are you with me? Most of them are okay with Donald Trump. But they can't stand him in California. And you get up to Oregon and Seattle, they can't stand him. And then what's his state here? Is that, oh my God, that's corruption. There's corruption there. Where is Colorado? It's blue too. Anyway, they can't stand him. And then, of course, what about up here? They can't stand him. And they're going to hang January the 6th on anybody that deals with him. And it's time for him to ride off into the sunset. And where he got me and got on my bad side is he's already come up with a bad nickname for Ron DeSantis and called him DeSanctimonious. Shut your mouth, Donald. Shut it and leave us alone. And we appreciate what you did for us, but we need to move on. And the only place really that there was a red wave, a genuine red wave, was right here in the great state of Florida, where Leslie Booker's from. Praise God. I think I was telling Jerry, in the United States, I think really the only thing really we can officially call the United States with clarity is Texas and Florida. Amen. The eyes of Texas are upon. Amen. They're just going to keep hanging out on us. And they're going to call you mega Republicans. And they're going to call you insurrectionists. And so reason number one for the problem and why there's not going to be a red wave, reason number one is I call it Trump, but really it's more about January the 6th. And you can't run away from it. You can't hide from it. It happened. They have the pictures, and they're going to keep telling that to people. Okay? Now, history is going to come back later down the road. I'm positive of this. And they're going to come back down the road, and there's going to be way more to it than we've ever been told. But it did happen, and they're hanging it on our neck. The next thing, the reason why there's no red wave, and me and Teresa didn't really know how to call it, but it's this thing called early balloting. And for whatever reason, and again, I'm reluctant to use the word cheat, but for whatever reason, the Democratic Party has the market on early balloting. I know, have y'all had breakfast? Just grab your stomach. I hate to ruin your breakfast, but I'm going to put a picture up that'll probably ruin your breakfast, and that's a picture of this guy that's the senator from Pennsylvania. Him and his lovely wife. This gentleman right here, and I use that word loosely, this guy right here got elected as senator for the state of Pennsylvania. I don't know if you followed this or not, but he had a stroke 5 or 6 months ago or whatever. And this is him just getting out of the hospital from the stroke. And he literally has a hard time putting sentences together. Donnie had a funny that he put on the internet. Joe Biden was happy about it because he finally found somebody that could understand him. They speak the same language. It's called gibberish. But we elected this guy, or supposedly we elected this guy, and I need to give you some background on this, and this is a disgrace to our country right here. The guy's never had a real job, lived with his parents till he was 50, and was a mayor of a little small town in Braddock called Braddock, Pennsylvania, that he ran into the ground. But he's qualified to be a United States senator, and he was a lieutenant governor, and that makes it even worse. What you have to understand is even before they went to vote in Pennsylvania on November the 8th, listen to me, this is a fact. I'm not telling you these things, making this stuff up. Even before they started voting on November the 8th, on that Tuesday, he was already 500,000 votes ahead of Dr. Oz before anybody went to the polls to vote. 500,000 votes had already been cast for him before they knew about his stroke, and they only had made him go through one debate. And in that debate, they literally had to type in the words for him to see to be able to understand and read. And that man is going to the United States Congress. And so if you think that's an honorable place to be, you are badly mistaken. And the reason they're winning and the reason why this is happening is because for whatever reason, they control early balloting. And our Republican leadership, who a great segment of I have no confidence or trust in, specifically a man by the name of Mitch McConnell, who is entrenched in the swamp, who does not want to lose his grip on his control, did hardly nothing to help Blake Masters in his race for Senate in Arizona, spent all of his money in Alaska that was already going to be a Republican. It was just going to be which one. Now think about that for a minute. Think about the absurdity of that. Think about how stupid that is. And so here's the other thing. Everybody cool with that? So he's five. So before they even started counting the votes, on election day, Republicans outvote Democrats by a larger percentage, but they control early balloting. And so even before anybody went to vote in Pennsylvania, he was 70 percentage points ahead in Pennsylvania. Hard to overcome that. And it's also hard to overcome when Oprah Winfrey, who made a star out of Dr. Oz, who was his friend, endorsed John Fetterman. And that'll take you down to this thing here. I get ahead of myself. And the reason why she endorsed him is because of this word right here. Right there. Say it, everybody. Say it. That's why. That's why. That's why she endorsed him. So don't be fooled by these people. And don't think that these people are honorable. They're not. Anyway, let's go back to early balloting. So let me take you to another place. I know it's a little bit different, but I feel like we're hurt. I mean, I went to bed on Tuesday. I knew it was over about 9 o'clock. I saw the writing on the wall. And then as I think of things, I'm just going to say it. The other thing I'm extremely upset about, I've talked about the Sierra Vista Herald. I've talked about Donald Trump. And now I want to talk about Fox News commentators who deceived us into thinking that there was going to be this giant red wave. Now, in fairness to them, if you go by polling, it was going to be a red wave. But again, what they don't know is they don't know what's in here. They don't know this number. It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma. Like the Kennedy assassination. Y'all listening to me? So let me take you somewhere else and show you where this is always a problem. Now, we had a complete and total disaster in the state of Arizona. Now put the map back up, the congressional map back up. Up there in Nevada, pay attention to this now because this is what's going on here too. The guy that was running as senator on the Republican side is ahead on votes on election day. Have you heard this story before? He's way ahead on election day. But all the early ballots haven't been counted. There's ballots that haven't been counted. And mysteriously, have you noticed that every time there's ballots left to be counted, it's always to the advantage of the Democrat. So I'll go back to 2020. I'll never forget 2020. I went to bed on 2020. My wife will back me up on this. I went to bed the night of the presidential election on 2020, and I thought Donald Trump had been reelected president of the United States. I saw a lady on MSNBC, you know, the devil-controlled network, no doubt about it. I saw her literally cry when they announced that he'd won the state of Florida. And then during that night, before I went to bed, he was ahead in all the battleground states. He was ahead. So I went to bed, I thought, hey, we won. Praise God. Woke up about 4 in the morning because I was still, you know, thinking about the election and things like that. Turned the TV on, and all of a sudden he wasn't winning none of them. Now, you know, you can't win all of them maybe, but you can't also lose all of them, can you? And so that, and it might be legit. Again, they may have figured out early balloting way better than the Democrats have, and there may be legitimate votes go that direction. But what it's done to people like us, God-fearing, American-loving people, you know what it's done to us? It's sowed doubt as to whether we believe the results. And that was one of the factors that led to the insurrection. That was one of the factors. Now, Trump didn't do enough to stop it, and there were some things he could have done better. But there's a segment of people, there's a group of us that just don't believe it anymore. Because we're told we're winning, We're told we're ahead, and then mysteriously, when all the votes get counted, we're no longer ahead. I saw this guy on Tucker Carlson earlier in the week, and he was still up 50, 60,000 votes, and they still hadn't voted everything in Clark County, where Las Vegas was. And he was still convinced he was going to win because she would have had to have won something like 60 to 40 or even maybe 70 to 30. And he didn't think that percentage would hold. And then lo and behold, I got my phone out this morning and they've already declared her the winner in the state of Nevada. And it just don't set right with people. We don't believe it. So what's going to have to happen, and the only way this will happen, is we'll have to get control of the majority, and I don't know if that'll happen in my lifetime now. But the only way that's going to happen is we're going to have to go back to the way we used to vote. Paper ballots, you count them, and you know what the total is the night of the election. Can I get an amen? Did you notice they didn't have any trouble in Florida counting 20 million votes? And in Arizona, we can't get 5 million votes counted? Still? Y'all listening to me? So does that bug anybody but me? Does that bug you? Does that bug you to think that, you know, they say that he's ahead and then all of a sudden he loses? So go back to the congressional map because it shows me more of the states the way I can see it. That's this dude right here. So the senator from, the female senator is from the Democrat is now, and they now have the majority of the Senate seats, okay? We got to get some leadership in there that's going to figure out why they win the early balloting contest, why they win the what's some other words for that? It's absentee ballots, early balloting, all that kind of stuff. When they come in, it always favors the Democrat. Third reason why there was no red wave was this word right here. They own it. It's the Democrats' sacred cow. And it's a known fact. It's a fact of statistics that 64% of American voters support pro-death. I call it pro-death. They call it choice. They support the right to kill a baby in the womb. 64% of American people. It's a fact. The Democrats know it, and they play that abortion card. And did you notice, way back before November the 8th, did you notice that they leaked that Roe v. Wade was going to be overturned? Did you also notice that there's been no attempt made to discover who leaked it? And if it had been something that would have benefited the Republican Party or the Republican candidate, all we would see on our TV from daylight to dark is an investigation into who did it. Nothing's being said. Nothing will be said because the American democratic process is not only controlled by the Democratic Party, it's also controlled by the Democratic mainstream media. And that's a tough nut to crack. And this will fit in right now. And this is a fact. Becky was telling me, I saw it today. I saw it too. Voters between the ages of 18 and 29, that would be my beloved Jordan and Anna, who I know voted correctly. He went in there and voted. He had his sheet ready, didn't you? But you know that voters between 18 and 29, it's virtually 90% Democrat. You know why that is? They're getting all their information on social media, which is going to change. You know who the most hated man in? Are y'all okay with this? Can I get this out of my system? Have I spoken anything that's a lie? Have I said anything that's wrong? No, you may not agree with it. You may have turned the radio off by now, but I'm telling you facts. The most hated man in America is going to end up being a guy by the name of Elon Musk, because Elon Musk has decided that America is America, where you have a right to say what you want to say, whether you be a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. And social media is controlled by the lying liberal Democratic Party and the big mainstream technology, and that's all the way anybody... My Anna Michelle, I bet you she hadn't watched the local news program since she left the house, and all they get their information from is Twitter. Why wouldn't they vote Democrat? That's the information they get. They're told they can go to college and they won't end up having to pay for it, but the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that, you lying senile phony fraud. Get in a room with John Fetterman and y'all figure it out together. Yeah, they know they can go to school and they won't have to pay for it. They'll send them a check for $300, $400 a month. Things get tough. And then I'm going to say one other thing, and this might get some people mad too, but I'm going to say it anyway. We need to know what are we getting? What are we getting out of sending $66 billion to Ukraine? What are we getting out of that? What are we getting out of that? And if I'm looking at my map, and if I put a map of the world up, I believe that Ukraine is in Europe. And if people want to help Ukraine, the first people that ought to come to the table would be France and Germany and England. I'm telling you, friends, you can write this down on a piece of paper. And this ain't going to make me any friends in Fort Huachuca. But our country is controlled by the industrial military complex. It's controlled by it. It's all about this right here. It's all about money. It's all about money and tanks and bombs and airplanes. And control. And that Liz Cheney is an abomination to America. Her daddy sent innocent men over to Iraq looking for weapons that weren't there, and they came back without limbs or came back dead. And she wants to be mad at Donald Trump. She ought to be mad at her daddy. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. Yeah, I want to know where $66 billion is going. And this guy got on TV the other day and says, we need more. He said something about, we need an unlimited supply from the United States of America. You know who's going to give them the unlimited supply? People with incomes like me and Teresa and Bryant and Leslie. Middle class, Donnie and Becky. The poor people won't give them nothing, and the rich people don't care. So all they'll do is raise my health insurance. That's the other thing. Listen, I make good money. I'm not going to lie to you. But I'm telling you what, in this economy and in this environment that Joe Biden created, there's been some things that have affected us. It cost me $2,800 a month just to have health insurance for me and my two employees. And nobody's complaining about Obamacare. Nobody. $2,800. I got to write a check for $2,800 a month, the first of every month, just to have health insurance for us and the two employees that work for me. And when it started out, no exaggeration, ours is now $1,500 a month. When it started out, our plan, it was a high deductible, low premium plan with an HSA. When it started out, we were paying $230 a month. And that's another thing that's a mystery to me. Why are people not complaining more? Why aren't you complaining more about that? Why isn't there uproar about that? It's crazy. When you go fill your car up with gas, it's $100. I call Teresa's car the $100 BMW. Amen. Thank God Jordan pays for his own gas now. I notice he's not driving near as much. But why don't people complain more about that? The 18 to 29-year-olds don't complain about it because they believe in their heart of hearts that sooner or later somebody will bail them out. It's called socialism. That's what it's called. Anyway, they came out with this, and this really, really, really energized the base, really did. And I think I already told you. Somebody ought to look up who the three states are. Three states in our union, in the great United States of America, just passed laws that doesn't protect a baby when it's come, even after it's out of the womb, it's not protected. It just happened. I saw it in the news. Folks, where I was born and raised, that's called murder. That's called murder where I was born and raised. I've got three children. I didn't see the birth of my first daughter, but I saw the birth of these two. And I guarantee you Anna Browning was living when she came out, because she announced to the whole world she was alive and she was going to cry until somehow or another she put me and Teresa in some kind of institution. I've never seen anything like it. Grown people. She went on the internet and tried to discover different things you could do to keep a baby from crying. We put her on a dryer with the dryer on for like two hours. We rode around the neighborhood in a car. Then one day I just took her in the car seat and went around like an airplane. Woo! And then, of course, Jordan came out and he didn't wake up for 6 months. So, you know, you can't predict any of them, can you? Can you, Jerry, can you predict how it's going to be? But are they living? Do they deserve to live? You know the greatest thing that ever happened to the unborn was the sonogram. The sonogram has saved countless lives, because clear-thinking people go in to be told whether they're pregnant or not, and then they see the sonogram and they see that living person in there with their heart beating. Now, Teresa had to always point out to me where it was. I'm like, what? It's a dot, isn't it? What is it? But that saved a lot of lives. Technology has done a lot to help people. It's also done a lot to hurt people, but it's done a lot to help people. But notice that they came out with this news that Roe v. Wade was being overturned. It energized the base. They literally, and listen, how much of this have you heard? They literally tried to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh. How much outrage have you heard about that? Now, they found supposedly yesterday or whatever, they found a noose at the site of Barack Obama's presidential library. Listen to this, folks. That's going to cost $850 million. And they supposedly found a noose at that site, just like Jesse Millett said somebody put a noose around his neck and turned out to be a total and complete fabrication. You can't believe none of it. You can't trust none of it. That's the reason why those people went on the Capitol on January the 6th. They got fed up with it. And that's the dangerous place we're at in America. Now, there's enough born-again, spirit-filled, God-loving people that we won't do that. But we're not going to be happy. And we're not going to support what you're doing. And we're not going anywhere. We're hoping that Jesus comes back. And we're hoping it's true that he comes back on a white horse. And I'm hoping that there was a misquote in the book of Revelation. I didn't see anything in there about him having a weapon other than his mouth, which is going to slew people with the word of his mouth. But he's coming back. And vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. I take great comfort in this verse in the Gospels. And so I'm going to give you some Bible verses. I take great comfort in this. And this is something the Lord, I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you straight up. And the Lord's told me personally that I've gotten too involved. I've allowed myself to get too entrenched in it. But I was doing it for the right reason. I was doing it because I love my country. I really was. I was doing it because I love children. And I am so grateful. I saw over here at this church that these people used to be involved in, Mountain View Assembly of God, I am so grateful that on their billboard they put out there, God created us male and female. So that's wonderful. But it was because I love my country. And I'm going to say this to you too. I love children enough for them to be able to live their lives as God created them, as male and female. I love them enough for that. I don't want them to be at my house. I don't want to be a youth leader. I don't want to play ping pong with them. I don't want to go to a prom and be a chaperone. But I want a male to be a male, and I want a female to be a female. And if you play soccer and you're a female, I want you to play with other female soccer players. And if you're a basketball player and you're a female, I want you to play basketball with other female basketball players. And if that makes me crazy, then come and arrest me. Y'all happy this morning? Boy, they just take this and run with it. And I'm telling you, there are so many people like Oprah Winfrey and all that Hollywood establishment and all those people. This is their sacred cow, and this is the main reason why she endorse John Fetterman because she wants to make sure that they can still kill children. And they frame it in such a slick, the devil, just like he did to Eve. And he was so slick with her. He said, you know, hey, man, has God really said if you eat of that tree that you'll die? You know what's going to really happen to you? You're going to be just like him. Lying snake. Oh, the corruption that's in the world through lust. And the only people that see it clearly are people that have genuinely and truly been born again. We're the only ones that see it with any clarity. Fourth reason why we don't win is because there's a new type of Christian in our country. There's a new type of Christian in our world. It's called the progressive Christian. And I will say this on the front end, just in case I don't get it said. In my personal opinion, I don't believe they're Bible-believing, born-again Christians. But if you had a clipboard and you were at Walmart, and by the way, I went to Walmart yesterday and bought me a new 65-inch HD 4K TV because we got rid of all of our cable in our house and we're working on YouTube TV and you need 4K to get the right picture. And oh man, the picture we got. Even Kentucky looked good losing to Vanderbilt. For the love of God, how can that happen? And I went in there yesterday and I also found out that they've closed the McDonald's and now they're going to have a full service Dunkin' Donuts in there. Did y'all know that? I don't go to Walmart. I go to Target. I'm a French person. I think Target's cleaner and it's right close to where I work. So I went somewhere yesterday. I'm going to talk about it. I had to go to a funeral of a good client of mine, and he was a friend. He wasn't a great friend, but he was a real good client. And so I needed to show my face because not only was he a real good client, but a lot of the people that were at the funeral were real good clients. So I walked in and announced, I'm here, y'all. Me and Teresa have come to the funeral. Our condolences to the family. But I was in this church, and it's a mainstream church. I won't mention any names. I won't say anything about the name of the church. But as I was sitting there, it dawned on me, as the Lord is my witness, exactly why we didn't have a red wave. Because I will guarantee you that in that church, at least 50% of those people voted for Joe Biden, Mark Kelly, Katie Hobbs, that went to work 19 days out of the year, wouldn't debate nobody because she can't talk. Again, the qualification that appears to me to be a United States senator or a governor is you got to have an IQ of 40. That qualifies. No, I'm telling you who votes for him. I'm going to tell you exactly who's voting for him. Get the gist of the sermon. I'm glad you asked the question. Here's who votes for him. The people that have bought into the fact that me and you, Donnie, me and you, Dwayne, me and you are insurrectionists because we support Trump. That's who they vote for. That's who votes for them. They've bought into the fact that the early balloting is all fair and done proper and legal, and that's who vote for them. And the people that want the woman to have the right to choose, you know, you can't take my right away to choose. And then lastly, these progressive Christians have bought into the lie that we are insurrectionists, and that we don't really love women because we're not giving them the right to choose. I guarantee you that in this church, and this church is a centuries old, but you could see that in this church, you could see where woke had already got into it. You could see that they were doing certain things to please certain people and having certain, you know, they had to make sure they had the female. They had to make sure they had the person of color in there. They had to make sure that they didn't say anything that offended anybody beyond, you know, just the normal thing that everybody goes along with, and that is that God loves everybody. Jesus did love everybody. Jesus did die for everybody. But Jesus called people that he were around brood of vipers, hypocrites. Are you listening to me? He spoke the truth. He spoke it in love. And so this new element of Christian is way more left-leaning than right-leaning. See, this more group of Christians believe that if a person wants to change their sex, that's perfectly fine. They have that right, and who are we to judge? That's what they believe. If that woman wants to go in and do that to her and do that and kill that baby, that's her choice. That's her option. She has that right. Because God loves everybody. Now, what they really don't tell you is, and what they really want to say to you, is God loves everybody but conservative, born-again, evangelical Christians. God hates them because we're racist. We're full of hate. You know why they say that about us? Because we want to protect our children. We don't want to kill our children. We want to protect our children. You know why they say that about us? Because we love our country, and we want to know why $66 billion has to be sent to Ukraine. We want an explanation for it. We want to know why you're raising my taxes. We want to know why my health insurance has gone up 500% since the policies went in play. We want to know the answer to that. It's a culture war. And really, what you need to see, let's go back to the senatorial map, because I think that'll be the one that'll show you most clearly what's going on here. And again, I think we're going to end up losing. We're going to lose. What's left? Georgia? We ain't got no shot. We've lost. We're not going to win Georgia. They'll throw millions of dollars in there, and Herschel Walker, I love him dearly, but he's not a very good candidate. He's not a real good public speaker, you know. Barack Obama's an evil man. He's an evil man. He's a divider of people, but he's a great public speaker. He's a divider of people. And he plays the victim card, and he's got two houses worth about $8 million each. I want to be that kind of victim. They're building him a presidential library for $850 million that he don't have to pay a penny for. I want to be that kind of victim. Y'all build me a little shrine out there in the parking lot. And people buy into that. And how racist can we be when we elected him twice? We elected him twice. We can't be racist. So here's the deal. What we are is a divided country. And really what it is it's somewhere split about 50-50. It really is. That's pretty much the story. It's about 50-50. If we win the House, it'll be by a slight majority, very slight. Now, it'll be a positive because we can then keep any powerful legislation from happening because we can stop it in the Congress and in the House of Representatives. And we can also start investigating corruption, and we can make Dr. Anthony Fauci testify before Congress and tell us exactly why certain things went on like they did. See, I'm telling you, this will probably lose me some people. But you won't even convince me that they didn't create the COVID-19 virus just to destroy Donald Trump. There's a part of me that believes that. And how overblown it was. It was a bad thing. People died, but people die of the flu. There's a lot of people now who's got the flu real bad. But they're not shutting anything down for the flu because the right people's in office. Oh, it's a disaster we're in. And we're not going to win it politically. I'm going to close with that. We're a divided nation. We're not going to win it politically. The only way we're going to win it is to get people's hearts changed. And the only way we're going to change people's hearts is 1 Peter 1:23. Here we go. Everybody happy? Are y'all okay? Everybody all right? Praise the Lord. Thank you for letting me do that. There's people out there that wanted to hear what I had to say about it. I know there are. But here's the deal. Here's what's going to rescue us if we get rescued. And I don't know. I've been through a revival. I've been through a Christian. Jerry's been through. I've been through one. I've been through one where people really had a desire to turn to God. I have. In the town I was raised in, or the state I was raised in, there was a great revival that went through a town called Ashbury, Kentucky. And people would drive into that town and gas their car up, and the Spirit of God would come on them, and they would go and ask people, "Where's the church? I need to find God." Wouldn't that be cool? And then, of course, they'd go to the attendant and they'd say, that church I went to for that funeral, they'd tell them that, but don't go to Mark Browning's. Amen. Praise God. Here it is. Having been born again, that's what we got to get, is born again people. Not progressive Christians. No. No, anybody that denies the validity of the Holy Scriptures is also not born again. Can I get an amen? Tell you another thing that happened to me. Man, I love Billy Graham. How many of you know I love Billy Graham and I love his son Franklin? That's almost like a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to Billy Graham and his son Franklin and to the gospel to which he stands. One Christian under him forever. Amen. Now, when I was a kid, my grandmother used to make us watch the Billy Graham evangelistic crusades. We were Roman Catholics, but every time Billy Graham came on, my grandmother would say, now, let's watch him. And we'd watch him, and I'd think, well, I didn't hear a word he said. Don't you know, he talked, preached. I got a Bible, got born again, gave my life to Jesus. I'm in a house one day, and Billy Graham's on. As God is my witness, I turned and I said, oh my God, how long has he been preaching the gospel? How long has he been preaching the gospel? That man's preaching the gospel! What was the difference? I was a new person. I had a new nature. I wasn't just living for Mark Browning. Oh, that's no fun anyway. Do you know that's no fun? Do you know what the problem is with people like Joe Biden and Donald Trump? They're living for themselves. Do you know what the problem is with most politicians? They're living for themselves. They're looking out for themselves. And I didn't even quote that verse in Matthew and y'all didn't catch me. That's where I got stuck. I take great comfort in what Jesus said. Don't worry about it. There's nothing hidden that won't be revealed. There's nothing hidden that won't be revealed. Every thought and heart, every thought and intent of the heart of every evil man will be uncovered and exposed. One of the epistles says, it may not happen in this life, but it will happen in the life to come. I take great comfort in that. I take great comfort knowing that God is the final authority. And the other thing I want to say about these progressive Christians that I didn't get said is these not just necessarily progressive Christians, but actually evangelical born-again Christians, one of their great problems is their theology. It's their theology. They think that it's all God-controlled, that it's all up to God, that this thing turned out on Tuesday because that's how God wanted it to turn out. Don't tell that to innocent babies. Don't tell that to children that are being talked into being transitioned. Don't tell that to people that are being sent off to fight in a war that's not necessary to be fought in. Don't tell that to them. I heard a minister talking the other day. I haven't even got time to go into it. On YouTube, who told his congregation that God made the devil for his glory. And that place was packed with people. I could teach you on that about forever. God didn't make Satan, we did. God made Lucifer. We made Satan when we gave him control. And he became the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation in time past, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of God, just as the others. That's the problem. It's the wrong nature. It's the wrong God. And if you come back next week, I promise you, I'm going to show you what Jesus wanted us to do before he left the earth. I'm going to show you how we win. I'm going to show you how we win. And we may not win on the ballot box, but we win in eternity. We win where it matters. And I'm not doing that to give up or to wave the white flag. I'm just simply telling you the most important thing is to get somebody's nature changed. And if you can't see corrupt natures manifesting themselves on your TV screen, then you may need to get born again. How do you get born again? Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. How? By praying. We got to get in our closet and pray. Get out of your closet and have the courage to preach. Have the courage to tell people about Jesus. Go in your prayer closet and pray for courage. Go in your prayer closet and pray for boldness. Go in your prayer closet and pray for me. Be careful what you pray, though. Pray that God will give me the strength and the boldness to keep telling this. Pray that God will keep enough people around here that financially we can keep doing it. Amen. We're a voice crying out in the wilderness. We're not woke. We're not progressive. We're Bible believing, God loving, God fearing people that want people to know Jesus Christ, because without knowing Jesus Christ, you know nothing. You're born again through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Verse 24, I got to quit. Because all flesh, that's comforting, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory. Isn't it cool how God ties this together? You know, one of the things, listen, let me tell you something. Listen, one of the things that we do here that I hope you can appreciate and understand is we actually put these verses up and they get dissected by the Holy Spirit for us. See, this ties into what I've been talking about. See, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man. All the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower fades away. Politicians wither, and their flower fades away. Verse 25, here it is, verse 25. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Say that with me, everybody. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Say it again. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. See, what that's saying is, you got to look at it. What that's saying is that somebody preaches the gospel, preaches the word. Ephesians 1:13, watch this, there's one word that has to be added to this. One word, only one. How many of you like that, just one? You ever made a stew or something and all you needed was just one thing? One, listen. Somebody preaches the gospel to you. Somebody preaches the word to you. It's the word of God. In him you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, here it is, it's actually two words. Say it with me. If you're listening by radio or internet, that's all you got to do. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to believe that Jesus lived, Jesus died, Jesus rose from the dead, and Jesus is coming back. Amen. Praise God. They said the Apostle Creed at that church yesterday. Most of it was good except for one little thing. Amen. Having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You get sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise and you won't want to kill your baby in your womb. You get sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise and you won't want your children to be transitioned. You get sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise and you won't vote for a lying politician. You get sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise and you want to make sure your school board is full of people that are doing the right thing by your children. You get filled with the Holy Spirit and you will become a Republican. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have I made you feel any better?
Yes.
Thank you. I've made me feel better. Listen, Robert Butterfield, Maria's husband, sent something on Messenger and said, we elected a vegetable to Congress. And he sent it. And he was talking about John Fetterman. And I gave him a thumbs up. Amen. Listen, if you've been listening to my radio or internet and you've still stayed listening, congratulations, man. You have boldness. You have courage. And you need to receive Jesus into your life. Listen, the world is wicked, man. I don't care. I don't care if it became Republican controlled, it would still be wicked. Yes. Got to hear that. You got to understand that. Now, it would have more light in it. It would have more of God's truth in it, but there would still be trouble. Because the heart of man without Jesus Christ is wicked. There is none righteous, no, not one. All we like sheep, Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray, and God has laid on him the iniquity of us all. whoever calls on his name will be saved. So say this with me. Say, dear God,
I'm calling
on Jesus.
I want to receive
him. I believe he died for my sins. And I believe he rose from the dead for my salvation. I confess, Jesus, you are Lord. Now that's the word that was preached to you. That's the gospel that you received. That's the gospel that you believed. And on the authority of God's word, you're now born again. On the inside of you, something took place. It may not be lightning and thunder and a road to Damascus type experience, but if you'll check yourself out, you'll see that things on the inside of you are different. And you want to live different, and you want to act different, and you want to vote different. It's in the holy and glorious and mighty name of Jesus we pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. We'll see you back here on the 19th.